Well, hello, everyone. Hello, Rapture-Centric family. This is Michelle. Glad you can make it for Rapture-Centric Church, where we are here to glorify God and tell what He is doing in our lives. So welcome, everyone. Welcome all the callers or people listening in over the phone, and welcome everyone to the chat room. Let's see. I want to welcome Judy. Welcome, Judy. Welcome, Alana. Welcome, Rosemary. Welcome, Jerry. Welcome, Tana. And welcome, Tressie. Glad you could make it. Hopefully everyone is having a good day and spending time with the Lord. I can't believe we are still here on this 21st of August, but we are very soon to be going home. I know today I was just reflecting upon how grateful I was to, or how grateful I am to, that the Lord has made me rapture-centric, in fact, although it is an uncomfortable condition to be in because you're waiting day by day on the Lord, and this life just doesn't seem to appeal to you anymore. So nothing here really brings you joy. You just the way you get your peace, joy, and love is from the Lord, spending time with Him, and we just can't wait for Him to come back. And I was just reflecting on how lucky I am to, or how lucky we all are to be in this condition, just to be waiting on Him day by day when the rest of the world, they're just going on like they're going to be here in another 10 years or so. So I feel like we have a lot to be thankful for, and just that we get the privilege of waiting on Him day by day, knowing that He's coming back really soon. I mean, in fact, even today. So just the fact that the joy we will experience when we see Him, and He'll just make all of our troubles go away. So, and He'll make the pain that we are going through right now be completely worth it once we see Him face to face. And so I was just so thankful that the Lord has made me this way, that I get to look forward to Him each and every day, and has definitely drawn me closer to Him. So I am definitely thankful for that. And I was asking the Lord what He wanted me to talk about tonight, and basically He just said, tell them I love them. He just wanted to express His love, and I even got a word to share. So I'll go ahead and share that now. My beloved, you are awesome, more special than you know. Do you realize how much I love you? I died for you. I gave my life for you. I gave my life so that you could be free, free to pursue me, to worship me, to love me, free to give up your life for me. Why do this, you ask? To receive my love in abundance. To know me is to be free. Why know me, you ask? To know me is wisdom. I love you. I love all of my creation. I am good. My ways are good, for I am love. I don't want to be separated from any of my creation. I take no joy in punishing my creation. I love them more than they can comprehend. I want them to get this. I created them to be with me. I want them. I need them. Yes, I need you. Just because I am God doesn't mean I don't have needs too. You bet I do. I feel like you do. I have feelings of love, anger, jealousy, laughter, sadness, loneliness. You were created in my image, after all, the pinnacle of my creation. I am blessed from your love. Yes, I am blessed by you. You mean everything to me. You are my all in all. My dear ones, please know I love you. I love everyone, even the devil himself. This is a mystery, but he is part of my creation after all. Do not try to comprehend my love. It is too vast for you to understand. Give me your all and trust in me. My ways are above your ways. You can't understand the fullness of my love, even if you tried. believe in me. No, don't just believe I exist. Believe in my goodness and love, a love everlasting, a love that knows no boundaries, a love that is unconditional, a love that will last forever and ever. Do not doubt my love for you, my child. I love you. Come to me. Taste and see that I am good. Come to me for rest and relaxation for your souls. I am the everlasting water. I can and will fulfill all of your needs if you will only come to me. Peace, love, and joy are mine. Come to me to receive these gifts. You are amazing, my creation. I look at you with awe and wonder. I love you. I am not mad at you, my beloved. Please come to me now, my loves. I want to be your everything, your all in all. Come while there is still time, my children, to enter into the wedding feast of love. You don't want to experience my wrath in the tribulation. I can promise you that. I must punish the evil in this world so that all things can be made new. I love you, my child. Come to me. Love, Yeshua, Jesus. So that was the word I received just maybe an hour before the show started. So hopefully that blesses you. And I have a, for my devotional, Jesus Lives, I have something else to go along with the theme of love, on his love. My love goes on into the future glory of forever. I am the mysterious lover who will never let you go. Many people despise mystery because they want to reduce life to what they can comprehend through their senses and reasoning. This is like trying to love someone by spending time with the person's picture rather than the living human being. Love is both mysterious and sacred because it is the essence of the perfect relationships we enjoy within the Trinity. It is also how I, your living Savior, choose to relate to you. There is no barrier between us because my blood keeps on cleansing you from all sin. So you are free to draw near me. In response, I come closer to you. A blessed way to come near me is to ponder the strength of my love. Many waters cannot quench it. Rivers cannot wash it away. This love is the most powerful force in the universe, and it will ultimately prevail in your current life, as you trust me, and throughout eternity. Remember that you are my beloved. This is your forever identity. Rejoice in this intimate security, for it is worth more than all the wealth in the world. And the Bible verses to go with this are 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Song of Songs 8:7, many waters cannot quench love, rivers cannot wash it away. If one were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned. 1 John 4:16-18, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. So thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, Lord. We love you, we love you, we love you. So with that, I guess I will start letting on callers. We have quite a few on here now. Let's see. We have Jerry. We have Pat. We have 626, which I think is Leah. And we have 914, which I think is Joe. We have 814. I'm not sure who that is, but 818, Tana or Keith. And then Katie. Welcome.
Hi, Michelle. That was a nice word.
Hi. Hi, Annie. Hi, my love.
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi, Tana and Keith. And lost track.
Hi, everybody.
Ready to go.
All you guys, all you guys, hello. So, how's everyone?
Good,
how are you?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Hanging in.
Did I mention yesterday about the Pope? I don't know if I did. I mention that he only had 2 or 3 years to live, he said.
I heard that, yeah, I heard that.
And his health is so bad, he's only got 2 or 3 years. That means that, you know, things have to happen now, because even if we're, you know, the Great Tribulation has lasted 3.5 years, so we might very, you know, we might very well be done through all the birth pains and starting, ready to start the Great Tribulation before we get raptured. I tend to lean towards that a lot, and, you know, if he's, that would make sense, because he's only got 2 to 3 years left. And he is the false prophet. He's the last one. So he fits all the prophecy that the original guy had gotten in the Catholic Church about the last pope. So he's got a, you know, he only got a limited time. So that means we've got a limited time. We got to go because he's only 3 years. 2 to 3 years, that means it'd have to start right now, the Great Tribulation or whatever, you know. So
yeah.
That's really, so that means, you know, time's on our side right now if we go out this year right now, you know.
I do think it's curious that Benedict is still out there in the wings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't hear anything, though?
Mm-hmm.
We also have Judy on here.
Hey, Judy.
Judy.
Hi, honey.
Hi, you guys.
Judy.
How you doing?
Hi.
There she is.
Good. I have an awesome email to read from somebody. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Cool, yeah. Okay, well, there's two. One from Rosemary, and I will post the video, and then I'll read the one. Okay, here's a date set. Okay, so this one is from Walter, and I guess he's RCC. You know, some people I told you email me but don't call in and stuff? Okay. So here it goes. He said, okay. This is his date set, okay? So I think it's today, but I like it. It's close enough. Okay, here we go. He said, oh, crabby, why is it doing that? He says, I know the rapture date is September 24th, 2014. I came up with this date by setting the evidence. And then he went to try to make a video, and then it didn't upload, so then he sent me the second email. Something went wrong when I tried to upload the video, so I will type the information to you. There are two Jewish calendars. One says we are in the year 6000, and most of you guys know this stuff, but I'm just going to read it. And if you go to rawcalendar.com, I'm not sure of the spelling, you will see the calendar. Read the information about it. It says that in the year 6000, which is this year, God will grant immorality. Yeah, I'm sorry, immortality. Immortality to the redeemed. The year 6000 began in March 2014 and will end March 2015. The other Jewish calendar says we are in the year 5774. Like, again, you guys know this, but which began September 2013 and ends September 24th, 2014, which we all know. The definition of the year 5774 is to fly away. I didn't know that. And to cause to fly away. Did you guys know that? You didn't know that.
No.
He did his homework. I thought it was cute. The definition of the year 5774 is to fly away and to cause to fly away. Jesus has always fulfilled major events on Jewish feast days. I knew Keith was going to like this email because Keith thinks it's the FOT, Feast of Trumpets. So here we go. Keith, Red Heifer, honey, this is for you. Jesus has always fulfilled major events on Jewish feast days. On Passover, he died. On unleavened bread, he was buried. And on the first fruits, he resurrected. The next feast that has to be fulfilled is the Feast of Trumpets, which consists of 100 trumpet blasts. The Jews believe that on the last blast of the trumpet, we will become immortal. This year, the Feast of Trumpets is on September 24th. That's why I believe the rapture is in September 24th. Also, the Bible says, that from the time the Jews return to Israel to the end of mortal man, there will be 70 years. The Jews return to Israel in 1948 plus 70 equals 2018, so the trib must begin in 2014. Anywho, Keith, you love that, don't you, Keith? So that's the date set. I say it's today. Roman got the 21st. I'm just calling in to give you some date sets that I got from people. Michelle says it's before the 26th. Mm-hmm. Kaderi says before the 27th. And God says
Mike
to get excited
got
about
the 28th.
Oh, okay, before the 28th. Okay, so anyway, God says to be excited about all the dates and to be excited about today. Now I'm going to read. Oh, wait, I should ask Rosemary. Rosemary, is it okay if I read your email? Because I thought it was really cool. I'm going to wait for her to say yes. I can't imagine that she'd say no, but usually people tell me you can read this to everybody. Oh,
she
my
said
God.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And also, Andre, we want to welcome you to chat. I know Michelle probably already did, but he popped in later. Neon1111 is Andre. Okay, we love you, Andre. He's the one that we play some of his music sometimes. He's a really talented musician. So, Andre, we're glad you're here. God really plays with him with the number 41. He had trouble connecting, and he said you'd never guess. The math question for logging in was 40 plus 1 equals. That's funny. We're glad you're here. You should call in, Andre, again. Anyway, you're not alone, buddy. Andre's kind of felt alone on this walk, but he's not alone. You got a whole bunch of people here that love you, and we're all waiting together. Anywho, I'm going to read Rosemary's. Rosemary said it's no coincidence that God told you we're garage kids. I just think that's so funny because literally that's what the Lord told me. He said we were just like the movie, you know, how they started Apple computers in the garage, that we are that group of people. In the garage with the rapture, and he just made me laugh. He showed me all of us in a garage finding different clues. It was the funniest little quick vision and word from him that he gave me. Anyway, Rosemary said, hi, Judy, just take a look at this animation, and I'm going to post it in chat. She said, take a look at this animation, only 5 minutes long, called Garage Kids.
Oh,
see, we
wow.
joke around that we're garage kids figuring out the clues, kind of like, you know, Jonathan Cleck, God has given him a lot of clues, and he's in the garage. Anyway, she says, this is the first episode that popped up in Google, originally created in French, but came to America in 2003 and 2004. If you watch it to the end, you will see striking similarities to the situations of the animated Garage Kids and the rapture-centric church Garage Kids. Calling us Garage Kids was not a coincidence. Thanks. So I love it.
Wow.
I love it. So I'm gonna post the animation in the chat room. There we go. Yep. Okay. So thanks, Rosemary. You know, you guys, this is the kind of thing I'm talking about when I said yesterday, everybody call in, everybody add, everybody share. It's really neat to see what God's doing. And I have one last thing to tell you, and then I can't wait to hear what other people say. But I want to tell you that today when I was on the phone, okay, so I want to tell you as a follow-up to yesterday's 0.00 miracle, you know, I told people in chat, but after I got off and did the show, my sister and I, we looked through the phone to figure out how God did that, okay? So as you guys know, I was talking to Jerry, and I went to go press end call, and a big stopwatch was up, and it said 0.00, I mean, you know, and then the Holy Spirit out loud said, that's how much time there is left. And I don't know how it popped up there or anything. And Jerry said he saw some funny things happened on his end as well. Well, anyway, so when I was done with the show, my sister had heard what happened, and she was so into it. She's like, let's figure out how this could have happened. You know, we know it was the Lord, but we wanted to see. So I wanted to see, like, what a big miracle it was. So you had to go to applications, and there's like 30 things to choose from. So you would have, my chin would have had to literally press application, and then once it was an application, my chin would have had to press clock, and after that, it would have had to press stopwatch. Okay, there's no way that could have happened. There's no way that my chin did all that. And the other thing is, this is a new phone, and it's on an app. It's not something that I have on my dashboard or anything. Okay, And so I just wanted to tell you, like, what a big, huge miracle that was, that stopwatch came up and God did that. Okay, well, and then, of course, people were saying, you know, in military time, 00.00 means the midnight hour, right? Okay, so while I was on the phone with Katie today, out at the pool with the boys, guess what happened again?
Oh, no.
The stopwatch came on again. And me and Katie and I were talking all about the Lord and all the things he was doing. And I'm like, Katie, you're not going to believe this. It came up again.
Oh my gosh.
I actually, she was cracking up because, you guys, I'm really not, like, I'm a skeptic. I really am. I'm a kind of person that I don't, like, if something isn't it, I have to exhaust all the possibilities because I don't just fall for stuff. So, like, when me and my sister were going through this, we really figured it out. Like, we knew it was a miracle, but we just had to verify it. Okay, well, when I was talking to Katie, was I not being silly? Was I not trying to press my chin on it the rest of our conversation?
Oh, yeah.
I was freaking out, wasn't I? Okay, Katie was like, Judy, stop. It was just a miracle. I know. I go, I know. But I'm like, I was seriously, the rest of our conversation, I was, like, putting my chin everywhere on the phone to figure out how, if I could have done this, and I couldn't have, it wouldn't happen. So I just wanted to say that the Lord wanted to say.
Tell him what happened to me. Tell him what happened to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Can you tell him? It's nice to hear your beauty voice. I can back up what you say, but you tell him. Because Katie had, actually, she had a lot of things happen today. Which potpourri of stuff is it?
the bank one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Will you tell them, Katie?
Yeah, I'll tell them. So I went to the bank.
Okay, you guys have to hear this.
I went to the bank, and I never do this, but I counted how much money I was putting in my checking account, which I never do that. I normally just give my checks and don't even look how much it is. And it was like $75. And when I get my little receipt back or whatever, it was $113 that I got back. And I was like, whoa. Like, that was a big mistake, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow, that was totally gone. And then Judy, later on today, tell them what happened to you.
Okay, you guys ready for this one? Okay, as you know, I am living on the edge, crunch time for me and my resources. And so I came back from Disneyland. And I was like, oh, shoot. I was pretty sure I spent, like, every last penny I had because my son basically got everything he wanted. And I didn't – and so I really basically I did. I'm not even kidding. Okay, so I really live like it's today. I really do. And I'm like, well, if I need it for tomorrow, you'll provide it. Okay, so basically, you guys, I called Katie. I was like, dang it, I have to go buy groceries. But I was really excited because I cleaned out my purse and I found like $60. And I called Jerry and told him, I called Katie. I'm like, I'm so excited I can go buy groceries today. Okay, so then, and I cleaned out my purse and counted everything. Okay, so I was really excited. And, okay, I called Katie. I was so excited. When I went to, because I was going to go to the store. And so before I went, I just wanted to count one more time because I had all these lists of things in my head. I had to buy laundry detergent and a bunch of stuff. So I was trying to prioritize what I could get with $60. And when I went to go look, it was 100. And what did I say, Katie? It was 111, right?
Yeah.
But if you count the change.
Initially, she thought it was 113, which was.
Yeah, I called Katie. I'm like, I think it was 113 what your miracle was. And then I said, I can't believe this. I said, I have to. I told Katie, I need to look out, take my wallet out, and just count it again. And I did, and it was 111. But then I had enough dollars in change to make 113 like Katie had.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys, I'm telling
it
you.
It made you flirt.
Yeah, I mean, he's providing. He's so good. And we were just laughing because, see, Katie deposited $75, and the deposit slip showed that you deposited $113, right, Katie?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make sense. But God, you know what? God's fun. And, Andre, do I get to read your email? Just tell me yes or no, because I want to read one more because he's another person, Andre, that's in chat, Neon11. He's another one that doesn't call in a lot, but he does email. And he gets very significant things from God. Okay, yes. Okay, I'm going to read his, and then I'm going to hang up. Okay. He said, hey, sis, there's an interesting point I came across tonight I wanted to share. Someone posted this link in regard to a tsunami. Okay, hold on. As I'm going to highlight it on the email right now, and I'm going to post it in chat so that you guys can go to the link later on. So here I go. Command. Because this link goes with his story. If you don't have this link, you won't understand the story. Okay, there it is. That's the Andre's link. Okay, it's in chat. Okay, and those of you that aren't in chat and you're on the phone, just ask somebody that you know or email me and I'll give you all these links, okay, because it's just too hard to read them over the air. Okay, so he said, hey, sis, there's an interesting point I came across tonight I wanted to share. Someone posted this link in regards to a tsunami coming on the East Coast for the end of August, predicted for the end of August, no year specified. And two things caught my attention. First, the video is 14.41 minutes long, and Andre has a thing with God with the 41s and 14. And God does, really does numbers. God does numbers with him, and Jerry, too. God messes with him and Michelle, too. Anyway, first, the video is 14.41 minutes long. You know my story with 41s and 14. Of course, I've known that.
Down on my knees again, surrendering.
Who is that? Mute your phone. It's Chris. Just mute him. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I thought it was an angel, and actually it is an angel because you are an angel, honey. Just mute while I'm finishing this.
I'm sorry. I thought I was muted. I was just singing.
Aww,
hey, you know what?
Sweet.
Michelle, when I'm done, you should let him sing a song. But now I know that when I'm talking, he doesn't listen, he sings. Okay. I'm just playing, Chris, but you should let him sing. That'd be really fun. Okay, and it says, of course I've known about the Cumbra Vieja situation for a number of years now, even wrote about this in one of my books. But the interesting thing is the seismographs reading coming from the Canary Island over the last 3 days.
Oh.
I check those readings almost daily, and the Canary seismograph has been almost completely pitch black for 3 days now. It is just starting to clear over the last few hours. Either it's defective or something might be going on. So I'm going to post that, the seismograph, for you, because he gave me that link in the email. He said it's the 32nd from the top in the right column. So I'm going to post that in chat. And if you still need further clarification of this email, just ask me to forward it for you. But I just thought that was amazing. Command. Hey, there it is. Let's see. Oh, wait. Was that? Oh, no. That was the video. Okay. Forget it.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to post the seismograph, you guys, because it's, like he even said, either it's broken or this is a huge message from the Lord to us. For those of detailed people that like to do stuff like this, I think you're really going to enjoy this one. Let me put it here. I think Bill will like this. Okay. So there's the link.
Is it true that the Rapture Tour is this year, the Rapture Tour?
Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
Yes, I was wanting to share that. I was waiting for Judy to finish. Eminem is on a Rapture 2014. If you look in the Facebook chat, I posted a link with a guy that got a word in tongues and then had it interpreted by his pastor, and they put the whole word on there about even Eminem knowing, and God told him, you know, Rapture 2014, even the Satanists know that it's Rapture 2014. That's why they're putting up devil horns, and Eminem's making the devil horn sign and sharing with everyone that he's on the Rapture 2014 tour. And God gave him a specific word about the date that Eminem goes on, was at some concert, and the rapture would happen.
Wow.
I put the link to the video in the Facebook chat earlier.
Wow.
Sorry.
Boy.
No, that's perfect. That's awesome. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. I'm so excited. I'm going to get off the phone and listen to the rest of the show. So I love you guys. And, Chris, you should sing a song for us. Okay, guys, Pat, bye, Keith.
Love you, Judy.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Judy.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye,
love
Judy.
You.
Bye.
Love you.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
Sorry, guys. I sit here and listen to that. I keep it on speakerphone and listen and jam out to my worship music while I'm going along, you know.
Sure.
So,
that's cool.
I thought I had it muted.
Why are you apologizing?
I know.
You don't have to apologize. You're loving the Lord. You're singing to him. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I've got a terrible voice.
Hey, God doesn't care.
That's what I tell everybody. I'm like, good thing God doesn't care if I'm tone deaf or not. Because
no,
he loves my worship,
care.
Whether
he's listening
not.
To you.
Now, why don't you
love.
Read some beautiful stuff you got for us?
I've got
today.
Lana, if you guys want that. Or I have some nice He and I
read
to
both,
read.
Honey. We need some good
you,
worship.
You want Lana is very good. Hang on, guys. Let me just
read both.
Yeah,
read
sure.
The He and I and read one
you
of
want
them
both? Yeah, they'll uplift you. They will. Okay, dokie. Let's see. This is different what you put through. This is very encouraging. Some I sent it to, I don't know if I sent it to everyone, but anyone listening who's out there will love this. Angel released to bring the seal of healing. Here you go, Keith. I saw many crying out to the Lord for healing of heart, of healing of heart wounds that have kept them bound for years, some even decades. The one thing that has held them captive and away from the abundant life for so long, the one thing the enemy has brought wounding to keep powerful people captive. I saw many crying out for healing with the word, when, Lord, how much longer, in their hearts. I then had a picture of the Father handing a seal to one of his angels with an assignment to come and minister to those who have these huge heart wounds. I saw the Holy Spirit had been working on these areas of their hearts, cleaning out the wounds, bringing the gunk to the surface, getting it out, a deep cleaning, and the wound was now ready for the infilling and sealing. I then saw that the seal the angel was holding was in the shape of a heart. It was the Father's heart. I saw the angel come and place the seal of the Father's heart upon the wounds of his people, and they were sealed and healed. Be encouraged if you are in that place, waiting for that healing and sealing. The Lord is releasing it now. Don't give up hope. It may feel more painful than ever because the Lord has been cleaning it out and performing heart surgery. Okay, the infilling of his love, his approval, and his delight and favor over you is going to heal you. The sealing of the Father's heart into your heart is not only healing you, but anchoring you deeper in him, releasing a strength in you that will see your heart anchored and not held captive by the enemy and such intense fear anymore. He has heard, and the angels are being released now. The sealing and healing is happening now. This is the final round of healing for many in these deep, deep wounds that have lived with them for so long. It's time to fly. Okay.
I like
that message. No, my cat is
Katie,
my cat is hiding on? Behind the computer, and she just scared me when she moved her foot. What, dear?
I just asked Katie if she was still on.
Oh. Katie?
It says she's still on.
I'll tell you guys, because it was just really funny. I was watching Katie's last video, and my phone links up to my TV, so I, like, swipe the, you know, my son's watching TV, and I just swipe the TV and, you know, and take it over with my phone, and I put on Katie's video, and Zach says, he says, wow, who is that? And she's like talking all, you know, on fire, and I said, that's Katie, and he says, well, she didn't sound like that before, and then he said, it sounds like she's fighting with her husband. I just thought
you'd
get a kick out of that.
Oh, my. Oh. Anyway.
I guess you could read your other message, Pat.
Okay, He and I. This is really good. I hope you guys will like it. Anybody, you know, as I say, out there listening, okay. Okie dokie. He says, this is good. Your interior wealth should shine through you and make even the outside beautiful. You have no right to bury my light. It is time that the king's secret reach from soul to soul so that the heart of the king be better understood and loved. These words of mine are not for one alone, even though one is as dear as all. My flames are like a prairie fire. They sweep along with torrential speed, setting alight as they go. In order to reach the outermost parts of the earth, only then, as a hunter satisfied in the chase, shall I rest in the rest that souls will find. My task of savior will be ended. At the last day, the day of triumph, I'll appear before my father in the midst of these sheep of mine, fed in my pastures. My child, outside and inside, let everything about you speak of me. Give me, make me understood among the ignorant, the baffled, the hungry, the fearful, and the suffering ones. Tell them that I am there for every state of soul. Tell them to come to me, and I'll never let them go. A God who loves, just think of it. And she was thinking about a surgery. Because she's in her 70s here. She says there was a question of a surgical operation. And Jesus says, and this is for all of us, whatever we're going through right now. Whatever happens, what does it matter? Since you are mine. Since you live in my love. And since your pathway on earth leads to everlasting life, let everything take you to it. Ask me to go, and this is good, ask me to go this last part of the journey side by side with you. Make it the most intimate and the most joyous, since we'll be going to the same place. She's thinking about dying, and we're thinking about flying. You have your marching song, the will of God. No other song can raise your spirits like that one. We'll sing it together. You know very well that I don't go away when my friends suffer. My presence is such a comfort to them that some want to suffer always. So keep me very near you. We'll travel along better that way. Oh, beautiful road that leads to eternity, don't be sad. It would pain me if you were, since to die is to come to me, or to fly is to come to him. And in losing yourself, you find me. You are eager, aren't you, to come face to face with me? At last? Is that good for now or what? Die rhymes with fly.
That was great.
Yeah, that is good.
Pat. Just stay very close.
Thank you, Pat.
Be joyous. Be joyous. Very important to have joy in these days. Even if you don't feel, I call it the sacrifice of joy. You don't feel like it, but smile anyway. I find I can go into a place and diffuse it with a smile. If there's tension, I just start joking around a little bit, not like a nutcase or anything, but just be cheerful and happy. It changes the whole thing because Jesus in me is smiling at the people and diffusing whatever is there. You have a bad situation, just try a little bit of smiling and cheerfulness, a funny expression. You break the whole thing. Satan can't stand it. He's got to go. He can't stand it when you're cheerful.
He can't stand
a smile. Yeah.
Pat, I've got a perfect confirmation for that that works. I don't know if all of you know, but I told you before, I'm a carpenter. But
oh, yeah.
I was sitting there, and I'm trying to get this door plumb, and I'm setting this really, really heavy, big door, and I'm trying to get it plumb, and I'm trying to get it square, and the guys that did the framework that I follow in and do the kitchens and the trim work and the, you know, but the guys that did the framing work had everything out of square, everything out of plumb, so it was just a real pain. And I was praying, and and I'm sitting there, and I'm getting really frustrated, and I'm just mad. I'm just like, I'm listening to K-Love Radio, and they're talking about, the DJ's talking about, well, ask the Lord for this blessing, and he'll give it to you, and he'll do this, And I sat there and I said, well, the only blessing I want is God to rapture me out of having to finish this door, and I'm sitting there and I'm still mad and I'm all frustrated, and I said, you know what? And that's there's a song, Jesus Take the Wheel. I don't know if you guys ever heard it or not.
Oh yeah,
but
great song.
That song came on, and I'm like, okay, Jesus, you're a carpenter. I've been on this door. It's driving me crazy. I can't get it to work right. Jesus, take the wheel. And he said to me instantly in my head, he said, hey, I didn't do all that fancy stuff when I was a carpenter. We didn't do worry about plumb and square and level. We just built it and left it go. And I just laughed instantly. I had a smile on my face, laughed.
He does
and
that.
Was instantly calmed down.
Yes, he does that. He's done that several times
wow,
to me. I'll be
cool.
in a restaurant, and he'll say something so funny. And I'm laughing to myself, and people want to, you know, put you away.
Hey, guys, I want to welcome.
Why are you sarcastic with me here, you know?
Keep smiling.
I want to.
But it cheered me up. And
sure. You want to welcome who, honey?
I want to welcome Tawna. I think she just came online.
Oh, cool.
Hey, hi, Tom. Everybody. Hi, all.
How are
Love
you,
y'all.
Sweetie?
Hi, Tom.
I'm good. Hi. I'm playing hooky from work, and I'm heading to the workout. Yay.
Hi,
and
doing?
Also,
good job, Tawna.
Judy is insisting on playing telephone on Joe.
Oh.
So, we can do that. How about I play a song, and then we can go ahead and play telephone on him. Let
okay.
me find something to play here.
I want you to want me.
Yes.
I found you, lovely.
Love it.
Okay, so we are playing Telephone on Joe. And during the song, this is what the word from the Lord that I got for Joe. I love him. He is mine. I am proud of him. I want him now.
Beautiful. I have a word.
Okay.
Joe. My sweet son, I know your heart. You are all mine. And we will have great joy in the eternal ages. Give everything to me. Trust and love. Be my joy. Make me smile, my dear son. You have all my love. You are so faithful, my joy.
That's sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very sweet.
Let's
Joe's
see. Rosemary in chat says, Joe, you're my quiet hero. At the transformation, all will see what I already see in you, a glorious, brave knight, part of my 144.
Beautiful.
I asked the Lord if he was going to give me a word, and he said, no, you already know how much I love him.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
He says, hear me, Joe. Listen to me. Hear me. That's all I got. Sorry.
That's
apparently
great.
He wants you to listen to him.
Those
he
give
must
me
be
everything.
Trying to tell you something.
Yeah. Give me everything. Amen.
Yeah, I also got the sense that he, just the sense really that how imminently he wanted to have Joe with him and also the rest of us.
Oh, sure. Amen.
What did you get, Jerry?
I said, I asked the Lord, I said, Jerry, are you going to give me a word for Joe? And he said, no, you already know how much I love him.
Jerry, God really shows me that
sweet.
It's about Joe's heart. He just shows me how he's looking at Joe's heart, and Joe has such a heart of humbleness and love and wanting to please the Father. And that's what he's looking at.
Now, which Joe is this that we're doing? Is this Joe Gretto?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then God was going to reward him based on that as well.
Let's see. Stacy in chat room is getting, Joe, be encouraged. I hear your heart and your prayers to me. Nothing about you is hidden. I see all and hear all. Your thoughts are known to me. I see your desire, and I promise I will give you all your heart's desire.
Beautiful.
I also could sense an urgency from the Lord about wanting to rapture, that he was planning on rapturing Joe soon, like urgently now. So, and I felt that was for the bride as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you better not go without me, or you better put me in a suitcase or something.
We're going to hang on to your ankles.
Let's see. Judy is getting from God, I am coming to get you. Hang on. Can't wait to surprise you.
Aw.
I have Joe with my everything. He is my son.
Beautiful.
Wow.
very death.
He must really want to tell you something, Joe, because now he's telling me to tell you to trust what he tells you. Don't doubt it. Just trust him and listen to him.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
Apparently he's really speaking to Joe. I don't... I just don't have him.
Amen.
I had something that I wanted to mention on the show today, and I think now may be a good time to mention it. It won't take very long. Over the last couple of days, I have had, I'm going to call them minor attacks of my faith and, you know, my really joy. And I don't really consider them very serious, but I think this is something many of us may experience here over the next several days. I just feel like it's a movement. I feel like it's. I already know one or two other people who have experienced this, and I don't consider it serious, but I consider it serious enough that, you know, I had to kind of turn around and just address it and just basically tell Satan to bug off. And it's something like pruning a garden where you just have to go out and pull out the weeds. You know, a few weeds popped up, and I just had to go pull them up and get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So just as a light warning to everybody, if you start to feel something like that coming on, just be ready to deal with it and dispose of it. Because it's been my experience that when I have something like this happen, that I see several other people in the group within a few days have a similar kind of experience. So I'm just trying to give everyone a little bit of a heads up there.
I've already been there with you, Jerry. I've been completely miserable for days. And, like, nothing, you know, give me money, give me treasures, rewards, give me whatever you want, you know, and nothing can seem to make me happy right now. The only thing that, you know, I'm sitting here and I think about it, I'm like, the only thing that makes me happy is to get out of here. Just take me, you know.
Well, I think we're many of us, if not all of us, are, and I do actually believe all of us are feeling a continued degree of separation from the considerations of the world. And I think, for example, some of the things the Lord has had Katie say in her videos are a perfect example of that. He is separating us and pulling us farther and farther away from worldly considerations. And we are on our way out and to the Lord. And I think, you know, I think the devil's just trying to get in one last, you know, shot or two as we head off over the sunset. And just, you know, just be prepared, deal with it, set it aside. I don't think they're, you know, in my personal experience, it's been more irritating. It's like, you know, but it was very easy to say, you know, basically, you know, you're pathetic and go away. But yeah, it was just serious enough to have to deal with. And I don't want to take the attention off Joe because I know how much Joe is loved by the Lord and how much he, vice versa, by the way, and how much Joe loves the Lord. And just like the rest of us, you know, we're all really, really eager to see him. And so that's where we're at. But we're closer. We're closer than ever in very noticeable ways. And, Chris, what you mentioned, I think, is part of what you're feeling. We're farther away from the world now than we were a few days ago. And I think in many respects the transformation has already started. We just don't see a physical manifestation.
Yeah, it feels like it. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, I could, like, meet the love of my life tomorrow, and somebody drops off a brand-new truck, and I'd be like, yes, yeah, so, you know? What are we going to do with this? Leave a lot? You know?
Yep.
I just, nothing, you know, I just, nothing phases me.
Yep. So just everybody be on guard, and don't let it be a big thing. Just deal with it, and it'll go away.
Yeah, definitely a good message. I know what you're feeling like. I'm feeling that way too. Just each and every day, you just have to reach out to the Lord more and more for that peace, love, and joy. Otherwise, it feels like I'm going to go nuts.
I know. I agree, Michelle.
Yeah, you gotta. You hit a key right there, Michelle. It's got to be at least daily, if not all day. I mean, I have to do it all day. If I go a day without getting in some worship music or reading some of my Bible or spending some serious time just talking to the Lord, I get completely devastated, depression, miserable, just falling apart. You know, I have to stay steadfast, like,
okay,
all day.
I've got a quickie for Pat. Pat, when you're flying an airplane and you're flying through clouds, how do you figure out your stability and your direction?
You have to do horizontals. You have the, hopefully GPS. You also have the gyros. You have everything.
Yeah. And
your instrumentation will tell you exactly.
And who's
you
our instrument? Exactly. Who's our instrumentation?
God is.
That's right. That's where you go
the
back.
Holy Spirit.
So if it starts, if you feel like you're flying in the fog, just go back to Him.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Pat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Just talk to Him. I always say that. Just talk to Jesus in you. I could say with respect, duh. But that's what you do. It's so
more
simple. It's simple. Talk to him.
Spirit of the Bride says,
Come.
Oh,
love you, Jesus.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you,
Keith. Love you, guys. Judy. Everybody in the chat room.
Love you, everybody.
Love Jesus, man.
Love you, guys.
Yesterday. See you in the air, you guys.
Yeah.
I love you all very much.
Yeah.
In the air.
Love you. See you in the air.
Today. Love you, Judy.
Today.
Bye-bye.
Love you, everybody. Bye, sweetie. Thanks for hosting.